Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you. It's always good to see you. So we're on our way. Randy and I were just talking. I just said this practice is so precious. Truly teaches us how to live. Why? Well, we get in touch with life. You know, I didn't know how out of touch I was in my life. And so it's precious. So again, Randy reviewed for us how to sit is important. The neck, head, neck, and back is important. And it's conducive for sitting long periods of time. And I know at the beginning it's just so very, it's hard because your body is being still and we're noticing all of a sudden places of tensions and places in our body that we've not noticed. But that's body awareness, which is very important to this practice. We do have a body. And, you know, that's important to remind ourselves of that. And then the breath we carry with us. And even though that we practice it in formal meditation, it's still with us when we get up. So the breath is always available to us. And once we have this relationship with the breath, we can always depend upon it. Going to the breath, you know. So, and then sensations. I can remember it was just a big wow for me. I ran and told Randy, my whole body is vibrating. My whole body is full of sensations. And as simple as that sounds, I've never noticed before. It's just full of sensations. And then tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit more about feelings and emotions. But again, whole body awareness. We're practicing being with ourselves, within ourselves. Because that's where the sensations are. Not only there, but also that's where our feelings arise. And that's also where our emotions arise. And when we practice enough and be able to have a relationship with that to the point where we are conscious, then we have choices. You know, we have choices. So, really, you have sensations and then feelings. I mean, I talk about sensations, feelings, and emotions. But, you know, they're all just one phenomena. I break it down, or we all break it down to give us a better understanding. But these processes are happening so fast that it's just hard to see it, but it does help us to understand the system of what? Well, the system of the mind and the body. So it's all a stream of consciousness, and so let's don't get hung up on trying to find out sensation or, you know, trying to find out one of these aspects, because it doesn't work that way. So let's say each of us has to live our assumed reality until we are finished believing in that reality. So we're living our assumed reality until we're finished believing in that reality, until we see it as untrue. It's real, but it's not true. And it's not true because it's impermanent. It's fleeing. it's not going to be with us, because that's the way of things. And so, mindful of the body, which leads to noticing our feeling tones. That's important. These are subtle sensations. They can be noticed. They are very quick. They happen very quickly. They're ingrained in us, part of evolution of where we like, dislike, or we're not interested. So the feeling tones are important to know that they're there. And with time and with practice, we'll be able to know them better and knowing how to relate to them. And so mindful of the body will lead to noticing these feeling tones or subtle sensations, and to the contemplation of feelings. You know, some of us have been told not to have feelings. You know, stuff your feelings. Do not feel. And some of us feel to a great extent, almost overwhelmingly. But the contemplation of feeling shines the light of awareness on our ingrained tendencies, our habits, our reactions. So it replaces the ignorance of automatic reaction with the knowledge of clear recognition, clarity. That's what this practice is all about. We train ourselves not to ignore the impact of the affective dimension of experience. Now, affected dimensions. What do I mean by that? Well, it's all of it. What we see, what we hear, all our six senses, including thinking. It's all of it. And under all those senses, our affected dimension is the quality of what we characterize as good, bad, and ugly. I kind of coined that, but it just means being able to see and be with it all. Because it's all either all holy or it's all unholy. So being aware of a particular feeling leads to subsequent unskillful actions. We know that. Once mindfulness is established on the level of feeling, and see why the practice is important? Because we're going to the level of feeling, it becomes possible to recognize an unwholesome reaction before it is in full force. So, what happens with the daily practice is the sacred pause. Sacred pause is something that comes into our lives with practice, where all of a sudden we do have space. Before the practice, before we did anything to draw attention to this body, mind and body system, we just reacted, and that's all we knew to do. That's all we knew how to do. But recognition at an early stage, and that's what we're doing, makes it possible to nip the reaction in the bud. And so if mindfulness has not been swift enough, then what do we do? Well, we go to reactivity. And so we're hardwired with these feeling tones, and we've practiced overreacting and reacting for so long. And what happens is, because we are hardwired with these feeling tones, with these feelings that come up, that are programmed, when it connects to the mind, we create all kinds of things. We add on, and Thomas Merton said it very well, we add on to what life is presenting us. What do we add on to? Well, we add on to with our minds. And we keep it going. We keep it going. The feelings, we keep it going. And then strong feelings come up. And then guess what it leads to? Emotions. So all emotions are very strong feelings. And again, we're talking about phenomena that is just phenomena. It's not who we are. We don't even have to identify with it. But it is the phenomena of having a body that we are getting to know. So when thoughts to these feeling tones of like and dislike, and we take them to our minds, then they can build to emotions. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling this. You know what we do. And then we go from the felt sense to all the worries, all the ifs, all the other things that we can come up with to feed the thoughts. And so emotions arise, and they don't feel good. I don't have to tell you that. And in our practice, we begin to see the process of our emotions. We're in touch with feeling. We know how we're feeling because we're aware of our bodies. And when we know and recognize how we're feeling, right there at that point, we can either keep it going or we can just let it be. Story. A big, tough samurai once went to see a little monk. "Monk," he said, in a voice accustomed to instant obedience, "teach me about heaven and hell." The monk looked up at this mighty warrior and replied with utter disdain, "Teach you about heaven and hell? I couldn't teach you anything. You're dirty. You smell. Your blade is rusty. You are a disgrace, an embarrassment to the samurai class. Get out of my sight. I can't stand you." The samurai was furious. He shook, got all red in the face with speechless rage. He pulled out his sword and raised it above him, preparing to slay the monk. And the monk very softly says, "That's hell. That's hell." The samurai was overwhelmed. The compassion and surrender of this little man who had offered his life to give this teaching to show him hell. So he slowly put down his sword, filled with gratitude and suddenly peaceful. And the monk said softly, "That's heaven. That's heaven." So where is heaven and hell? It's within us. Where is peace? It's within us. It's all within us. Where is happiness? It's within. All the things that we long for are within, and yet we don't know what's happening within. So in the blink of an eye, our thoughts can feed off our existing story. When we're not aware, when we're not conscious. And of course, that creates triggers that are quicker than quick. But there's an understanding that each of us carries emotional residue and scarring from our life. We know that. Our mind has patterns that have arranged themselves with a personal story. We all have them. with our own very own defenses. Don't be messing with my story. And it's unique to us. And then we will form an emotional reaction when we are threatened by this in any way, form, or fashion. So that emotional reaction is what we want to get to know, is what we want to experience with mindfulness. We don't want to push it away. We want to know it. And we'll have a really good lesson in a couple weeks on rain, exactly what to do with the feelings and the emotions that come up with the acronym RAIN, recognizing it, allowing it, investigating it. And we begin to see with that process, it nurtures us. Nurtures us? Yeah, it's healing. So around and around we go with these emotions. And they're all centered on our narrative, what we're saying to ourselves. So it seems that it behooves us to get to know what those narratives are, because guess what? A lot of them are unconscious. We've stuffed them, and behind the story and its emotional effects looms the pain of our personal assumptions. And where do those come from? Well, from living our lives, starting at the beginning. So this has to be explored. And so we're learning how to get to know ourselves in a way unlike we probably have ever had an opportunity to do. And so the more we hide or disregard, the more tenacious these stories will be. So freeing the emotional body requires the willingness to feel the pain of our life. And that takes courage. We're facing ourselves. All of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And for the first time, it was the first time for me. It's important to know it. Because this emotional body becomes our psychic posture. It becomes what we will filter life through. And that filtering unconsciously. And we see ourselves and each other in that attitude. And not only is it our perceptual reference to life, but it is so ingrained that it goes completely unnoticed. And I've said to you before, with this practice, with commitment, the unconscious will arise. So be ready. I mean, I don't mean in a shocking way, but there's got to be that openness to those possibilities, because the defenses are strong around its perimeter, and we don't know that awareness can open us to a different perspective. Everything begins to shift. Shift where? Towards peace, towards freedom. And Rodney says, unlike thought, the emotional body is an area of awakening that is better understood through the whole array of life's activities rather than in solitude. We know that. Emotional patterns often rise in interaction with other people, with being out in the marketplace. So again, this formal meditation of stillness creates that sacred pause. Remember, it's a practice. But it also builds a bridge. And we build that bridge where this practice seeps into our daily lives. And it's so simple, but it's not easy. So I'm going to stop there and open it up to you.
It was Rodney Smith.
Did I say his name? Rodney Smith. I meant Rodney Smith, one of our teachers. Thanks.